Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Tampa Bay area continues to dry out after quite a lot of rain, flooding storm surge, and strong winds. Tropical Storm Eta made landfall near Cedar Key early this morning. It crossed the Florida Peninsula and is now in the Atlantic Ocean northeast of Jacksonville. The city of Tampa says that all of the streets that had been flooded by Eta are now clear. All lanes of the Courtney Campbell Causeway have reopened. Pinellas County says the Dunedin Causeway beach access road on the south side to the east of the shop is closed due to erosion. The Pinellas Sheriff's Office says it deployed high water rescue teams throughout the county, and the teams used boats and high water vehicles to rescue 33 people from homes and roadways. At least six liveaboard sailboats grounded along the Gulfport waterfront. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Wool says Floridians need to remain ready in case there are more storms.
We're all tired of hurricane season. Everybody's been impacted on every stretch of U.S. coastline. No one has been missed. So just stay vigilant until we get into the, maybe by January we can exhale and let our guard down a little bit.
Eta first formed nearly 2 weeks ago. Tropical Storm Theta has also formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Another system, which would be called Iota, is also likely to form in the coming days in the Caribbean Sea. While Tropical Storm Eta caused bad flooding in Florida, it was nowhere near as bad as it was in Central America, especially in Honduras. Tim Padgett spoke with people there getting help to tens of thousands of displaced residents.
Tropical Storm Eta poured heavy rain on northern Honduras last week for more than 2 days. Images show whole towns like La Lima underwater. In large cities like San Pedro Sula, hordes of people driven from their inundated homes are huddling on any dry patch they can find with no food or water. Noelia Palo is a project manager for the nonprofit National Foundation for Honduran Development. She says the storm disaster reminds Hondurans of catastrophic Hurricane Mitch 2 decades ago.
Many people say this storm Eta is worse. It got us really unprepared. Bridges fell down, so many communities are not connected right now. They cannot have access to help.
As many as 100,000 Hondurans may be displaced. The Honduran government is being criticized for slow warnings about and response to the storm. Palo says Hondurans need mostly food, clean water, electricity, and especially water pumps. She also warns this could make Honduras's already disastrous COVID-19 pandemic even worse.
Right now, many people are in shelters that do not have access to biosecurity equipment.
Eta also battered Guatemala, where a mudslide is thought to have killed scores of villagers. In South Florida, shipping companies like Cercargo Express in Doral and the Guatemalan Maya Center in Lake Worth are working to aid Eta victims. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
The international force that monitors the 4-decade-old Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement has confirmed the deaths of 8 peacekeepers in a helicopter crash in Egypt's Sinai region. The multinational force and observers said it includes 6 Americans. The force says all indications are that the crash was an accident, the peacekeepers are responsible for monitoring troop levels and protecting free navigation in the area. NBC News is reporting that Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Joe Biden should receive intelligence briefings, but Rubio still won't concede that Biden is president-elect. Today, Florida added more than 5,600 new positive cases of coronavirus and 73 deaths. The Tampa Bay Times reports that more than 3,000 Floridians are now hospitalized with a primary diagnosis of coronavirus. Hillsborough County has extended its state of local emergency enacted in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition, the mandate that face coverings must be worn in indoor locations of businesses in Hillsborough, with certain exceptions, also remains in effect. It may not be a surprise that COVID-19 is a very contagious disease. The former president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, Florida, Dr. Paul Robinson, says scientists have updated what it means to have been exposed to the disease.
You're considered to be exposed to COVID if you have been around someone for 15 minutes in a 24-hour period. So if you're with them for 3 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 7 minutes there, it's a cumulative thing. And an exposure would be considered even if you're wearing a mask.
Dr. Robinson stresses the need to update vaccinations and take other precautions to prevent an infection from the coronavirus, since things could get even worse with an active influenza season. Here's the weather tonight, partly cloudy and dry with overnight lows near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.